Hi there guys, this is Jim Wolf for AboveTopSecret.com, coming to you all the way from South Africa, Pretoria. It's about 10 p.m. right now. Before I start, I just want to give a shout out to a couple of people. Now, just fair warning, if I don't pronounce your username as you would like it to pronounce, sorry. I've got this idea in my head on how to pronounce certain usernames. Let's just say if I don't do it right, it's the Afrikaans pronunciation. Like Cici, that is CECI2006, right. Now this girl is so passionate about politics. It's wonderful to see her write such passion about especially American politics. I think she should actually run for the American presidency. I think she'll make a great president. And then just generic, funny girl, love her humor, love her blog. She can go on the funniest way about everyday stuff, you know, expect the unexpected about the average or the regular, you know, it's funny stuff, just generic. Love you, love your roller coaster emotion. And then I think it would be proper to say hi to Nickleby girl, you know, I love you. We miss you over here at ATS. Your blog is dying, we're desperately seeking a blog entry from you. And then DC Fusion is this even tempered, yeah, that's it, even tempered DC Fusion, with his stories from Washington DC, everyday life. I like the guy, I really like him a lot. Excuse me. And then Yorium, or I've heard them say Yerium, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I'm pretty sure it's Yorium. You don't want to argue with me on it, let's just go with it. I think I'm going to stop with Yorium at this stage and talk about him for a second. Now, I don't want to call him weird, maybe weird in a good way. I have no idea why I like this guy so much. Maybe it's because of his fresh ideas, his out of the box thinking. You know, you can always visit his blog and expect something new, something different. You know, he loves his science, he loves his science fiction. You know, it's a way out. Way out kind of thinking. And I just cannot place him. You know, I can place most people. I know how to approach them. I know their sense of humor. I know their likes and their dislikes, and what you can say to them, what you can talk to them about. But Yorium, I just cannot place inside a box, man. Where do you fit? You are not a regular person. I'm sure you know that. Yeah. And then, let me say hi to Doozy. Now, she's been out of the blogging scene for quite a while now. I don't know what happened to her. Her excuse is she's lazy. That's not an acceptable excuse, m'lady. And then Maria Stardust. I don't know what happened to Maria. She disappeared. And the last we heard, she was in an minor accident, nothing serious, just bumper bashing, and that's the last we heard. I haven't even seen her around ATS. So, Maria, if you hear this, give us a shout. Just let us know you're okay. And then, who else? There's so many bloggers, so many kind people, friends, you know, our little blogger circle. Now, the world of blogging is a great place. It's a pity that it's going downhill at this stage. I think we can put the blame on the lack of a certain PSP. They promised us the contest, and we don't know what happened to that. They're not giving us any indication as to what is going on, but yeah. And then I think they should at least do a little bit of marketing, you know. We've got thousands of visitors to ATS, to the board, and they do next to nothing to promote their blogs. I think, I don't know, just generic at this, she suggested that maybe the Three Amigos want to, or ATS, the board, want to distance themselves from the blogs. I don't know if I like the theory, but then again, I don't have a better theory. It doesn't make sense. I can't figure out what's going on. I've put in a few queries, but that's all ignored. But maybe one day we'll know the answers, we'll know the truth. Yeah, I hope I didn't miss someone. I know there's a lot of bloggers, a lot of friends that drop in, and I like you all, you know that, well, most of you. I'm not going to start naming names. Yeah, I think now I'm going to shift the conversation to myself. Yes. As we all know, I'm a bit of a drama queen. I've got this dark, strange sense of humor. Hopefully I don't hurt too many feelings with my strange sense of humor. But as we all know, I'm a bit of a drama queen. Okay, I'm a lot of drama queen. And I over-exaggerate things, but it's all meant to be humorous. You know, when I make fun of fashion, or of reptilians, or reptoids, or people called Rachel, or when I pass judgment on the other blogs, you know, stuff like that. It's all and I like things, you know. I'm trying to be humorous. I don't always achieve it, but my blogger isn't that serious, you know. Really, I would cover a serious topic such as South African politics, but when I do that, I let you know, okay, this is a serious topic. But I'm not sure what people think about me. You know, at some stage I was quite popular. You know, I got 3-4 comments a day on my blog, and then it slowly died away. Now, that could be a couple of reasons, such as my tendency to write and write and write and never get to a point. Or just because people lost interest in the blogs, or maybe my content isn't as good as I think, or maybe I am not as cool as I think. Yeah. I'm always curious to know what people think about me. You know, typical human behavior. You want other people to acknowledge you. You want other people to let you know what's going on. As all the bloggers know, we just love our comments. I really can't complain about comments on my blog. Well, in general, I think I've got about 190 comments at this stage. I think about 7 of them on my own. So yes, at one stage I got this feeling that I was quite popular, and you know, I love that. You know, at school I wasn't really one of the popular guys, one of the cool jocks, you know, I was one of those shy, to the side boys, you know, kind of nerdy. Actually, I wasn't even in the chess club, never mind being a nerd, but I never really was that popular. And only, well, let's say when I came out of the closet, when I came to peace with myself, when I discovered myself, I accepted who I am, only then other people started to accept me as well, and the depression went away. You know, but I don't know what the situation is on ATS. You know, you get all these kind remarks, geez, Jim Wolf, you're really okay guy, and I try my best. The person I am on ATS is the person I am in real life. I try my best to be neutral, I try my best to be fair, and I try my best to be scientific in every way possible. But I don't know if that always cuts it. Now, everyone wants to be popular, there's no denying that. But do you want someone who's neutral, or do you want someone that chooses your side? You know, sometimes in a thread, it doesn't happen a lot, I try to stick with my friends, but sometimes people would just don't go the right way, and I will turn against them, not turn against them, I try my best never to turn against a person. But I end up being antagonistic, is a real word. And so I don't know what's going on, you know. Like my applauses. At the beginning of this year, I say from January to about April, just before I got the blog, I used to get like 2-3 applauses a week. But now I'm maybe lucky if I get 1 applause a week. Now, keep in mind that I don't participate that much in ATS. I'm quite busy at work and in real life, you know. So the little time I do have, I spend on my blog or reading other people's blog or just browsing the threads. But you know what? I was a bit of an applause whore, and I miss it. You know, I miss being more popular. Back in March, I won the March Way Above Top Secret Award. Now, all of that does great things for your ego, but when you're at that high, you want to keep that level. You want to be, you used to being popular, you used to being the favorite, and then it just goes away. It's not that I haven't tried, but it goes away. I suppose every dog has his day. Where were I going with this? Was I going with this? I have no idea. I'm just rambling. But let me just finish with this. I'm very, very thankful for my friends at ATS. You know, some of the guys I mentioned at the beginning there. you guys really, people like you make it worth going back to ATs every day, checking up on you. Let's see, what are you doing today? You know, so I'm at least thankful for the friends I've made. You know, you can meet all kinds of people on ATs or on the internet for that matter, and there will always be this distance, but some people you just connect on a certain level, and you probably never get to know their real names, but there's this connection, this understanding, this friendship, and that really makes it worth it. I do know most of the friends I do have, they are sincere people. Those that are not sincere, well, they don't hang around. I know there's a certain Australian bloke, I don't know what happened there, and Nickleby will know what I'm talking about, but let's be on the point. Let me close up now, because I'm already at nearly 17 minutes. So thanks for listening to, I have no idea what I just said. I just talked and talked and talked. I hope you got something out of it. Otherwise, well, thanks for listening anyway. Or otherwise, goodbye to 15 minutes of your life. So I'll see you around ATS to seeing what you guys have to say. And I will always visit your blogs. Always fun to read each and every blog, as long as I have time. So this is Jim Wolf out. See you around. Cheers.